This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two. This is Free Talk Live is now in session.
Oh, preach. Preach, old reverend.
Merry whatever. And happy whatever. Whatever it is you decide to celebrate, if you're celebrating anything at all on this particular day.
In this house, we still say Merry Christmas.
What about in the outhouse?
We say deuces. Again, word of the day.
Oh, are we doing that?
I've said it like three times already, so feels like it.
You know, that reminds me, we didn't do a vocabulary word for Beard Talk Live last night. Usually we do, but we didn't.
We should have got matching PJs.
I'm wearing my matching PJs. We totally did it. And
yeah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Next year.
Way to think about it way too late, Nikki.
Next year it'll be a whole different crew, because it's not like Christmas is always on a Sunday.
Can take my idea.
Yeah.
You got to wait like 28 years. Although
I think Sunday will be Christmas Eve next year, if that's right.
Okay.
Does it move forward one day every year, unless it's leap year?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So who's that? Still you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it'll just be Christmas Eve, so it's still could all be
more. Oh, that's more fitting.
Even more pajama-y. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Yeah. All right. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go to the phones, because that's what we do. Where did my piece of paper go that says who's on line one?
Mr. Jet.
Oh, it's Mr. Jet. Calling from where?
Cortellini.
Welcome.
What's on your mind, Jet?
Merry Christmas to me.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, definitely to you.
Yeah, and to all who, what do they say, and to all a good night. I want to talk about First Amendment auditing, but let me ask you first, I haven't listened, you know, for the first hour,
sure.
Or wherever we are.
You missed everything.
I know I did. have you used the term the government during that time?
Probably.
I don't believe that we did. We've been on some sort of weird topics, and I don't know if the term the government came up in the first hour or not.
Now it did.
It's very likely.
It's hour two, though.
However, it is very likely that it came out of my mouth, at least.
Okay. Amongst other things that shouldn't.
I'll just quickly remind you to never use that term. Always use the term of the violent agency that you're referring to, specifically. Anyway, okay, getting back to the First Amendment auditors.
Okay.
I'm calling in because I want to encourage more people to both get online and listen to these folks, but join the group if you can, because I believe it's probably one of the best activities, you know, in order to further liberty and freedom in your personal life. It gives you all kinds of good information,
mm-hmm.
you know, like how to handle, you know, being asked for ID, how to refuse and how to shut down unlawful interrogations.
Yep.
I feel like First Amendment Auditor is the PC version of cop blocking, and that sounded cooler.
Well, yeah, it was cop watch to begin with, and cop blocking, and now the First Amendment, because it kind of incorporates all those things in it.
Yeah, they're very similar. And we have one, Jet, here on Free Talk Live, one of our co-hosts, Joa.
Oh, I watch him, too, yeah.
Breaking the Flaw,
and he's got some good stuff.
Yeah, NH Exit. No, it's, I don't remember.
But I'm telling you, there's so much good information to be had. I mean, even how to sue police in cities and stuff like that. I mean, there's some of these guys who are actually making a living out of going around and videoing places. They get upset, so call in the cops. The cops, you know, violate their rights and all kinds of things, and so they go back and sue for in between $50,000 and $200,000, you know, and they're making a living at it.
Yep. And it is very informative. It's kind of what First Amendment auditing is for anybody listening that doesn't really kind of understand what we're talking about. Somebody will go, like, with a camera, maybe sometimes two people go with a camera, and they'll go into a police station and start filming. Now, it's been repeatedly ruled in most places, some, you know, check with your own state laws if you're unsure, but that filming is fine. You can film police whenever, whatever, but they don't like it when you do that, and so, you know, you can get harassed, you can get told that it's illegal to do so, even though it's not, and so what you're doing is you're actually testing the system. In that respect.
Well, the Homeland Security has actually put out a memo to all federal agencies, at least, that there is no crime in photographing, videoing, that kind of thing.
Right.
This is why they're going into all these government offices. And there was one I was watching last night. These women were just freaking out. They were just screaming at the guy, you know, and he was just being cool and cordial and all that, but they called the police, and the police educated them, and they still didn't like it, but they had to deal with it.
Have you done any First Amendment auditing yourself yet?
Not actual auditing, but I've been approached many times, you know, in certain circumstances from police, and they always come up, and so, you know, they start out with, how are you doing? Are you okay? You know, what are you up to? Or we get a call, so we have to ask for your ID and stuff like this. And I just tell them, you know, that's not important. And I don't have an, the biggest line I use is, I don't have an ID to show you. And that's because I don't have an ID, a walking around the street ID. I don't have a beer buying ID. I don't have, so I ask them, you know, what kind of an ID do you want? Of course, they say driver's license. Well, I'm not obviously driving, so
right.
It's pretty fun to do it. I've never been harassed more after I've said, when they said, well, can I get your name and date of birth? And I say, that's not important.
it's like a Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, they just put their little notepad away. And but the other thing is, you'll find a lot of people challenge them by saying, am I under arrest? Or actually they say, am I being detained or am I free to go?
Right.
Well, I don't agree with asking if they're being detained, because so many times they'll just say yes. But they can't say yes to, am I under arrest?
Okay.
See, well, they could. I mean, the detention is the arrest. So if you're being detained, you are under arrest.
In effect, yes.
Yeah.
But There are two different levels of detainment. You know, first one is just called a detainment. Then the under arrest, you have to, I guess, by law, divulge your name and birth date.
Okay. I mean, the easiest way to test it is just walk away, right? You don't have to ask the question. You can declare that I am free to go, and then you move, right?
Yeah, if I'm not.
And you will be physically detained if you are being detained.
Yeah. There's some fun things there too, you know. People asking them, "Am I free to go? If I'm free to go, then I'm free to stay. I'm free to walk away."
Personally, I don't like being human bait either. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be bothered by the cops.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't
that.
Go out picking fights with cops.
Right.
I don't go out picking arguments with cops.
And I totally get the whole point of First Amendment auditing and cop blocking and all that, but I kind of have the same philosophy as you, where it's like, I just don't want to be bothered. I want to be left alone. When I get pulled over, I typically don't try to, you know, cause any problem. I'm just trying to get on my way as quickly as possible.
That is where we will be different. Because once they have bothered me, I will have them remember me some way. Like, it will be the worst stop they have that day.
That's what I'm getting at, is the idea that by watching these things, you will learn how to defend yourself against all these potential scenarios.
Hey, Jet, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. There is a lot to learn on how to speak to police from these First Amendment auditors. You know, some magic phrases, that type of thing that I enjoy. Are you a First Amendment auditor? Give us a call. 603-283-6160.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back!
Reverend Captain Kickass. Who are you?
I'm Nikki.
And who are you?
Richie Rich.
And what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Live talk radio show on Christmas.
Sure. What's it called?
Free Talk Live.
Where can people go if they've never heard of us before and find out more?
Freetalklive.com.
Nice. What number can they call if they want to join the conversation?
603-283-6160.
Nice. Did you know that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency?
Yes.
Nice. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. Probably had too much sugar. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com.
Before I heard about Bitcoin.com, I got all my information from FTX. But now I know where to really
no.
go.
I was having a hard time getting dates. Then I visited Bitcoin.com.
Now all the chicks dig me.
Let's not
belabor the joke. Yeah. Let's move on.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Joe in Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Miss Nikki. Hello, Richie Rich. Merry
Hello.
Christmas to all.
Oh, thanks.
And God bless all. And my Christmas wish is, Santa, please vacate Ian Freeman's sham of a trial conviction.
Mm. Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah,
That's my Christmas wish, Christmas prayer.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, what a terrible Christmas present, man. I was thinking of that the other day. I mean, him being guilty, not what this nice caller just said.
Him being found guilty.
That lady ain't found yet. It can be vacated and also can be appealed on certain things.
Yeah, the
like,
appeals certainly...
They're called expert. The one who said, oh, I'm an expert. Well, were you certified? No.
Right. Yeah, the appeals certainly are forthcoming, and I hope they go well. I personally did not feel like they presented evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. In fact, I think that there was so much reasonable doubt that for them to just go to spend 5 hours and go guilty on all counts to me means they spent no time at all reviewing anything and were just like, hey, let's get one more free lunch out of this thing, nail this guy to the wall and get the hell out of here so we can go Christmas shopping.
Well, this is just so obviously a witch hunt. Like, there was no evidence. It was it was absolutely ridiculous, and I was very, very surprised.
So, being insulated.
Mindless autotons on the jury, and they were going, well, if the government put them on trial, it's going to get you, don't you think?
Being insulated in this community, I tried to keep most of my opinions and thoughts to myself so as not to spoil the punch.
Until you get here on Sunday.
Until I get here on Sunday. Well, I'm trying not to do that, but if you remember, everyone familiar with Larkin Rose?
Yep.
Right? Okay, so he did a year in prison as well for willful failure to file.
Right.
And he wrote a book about it called, Kicking the Dragon.
Yep.
And there was a video that I think is free on YouTube about, his basic defense for his case.
Right.
Which makes all the logical sense.
Right.
In the world, and yet a jury found him guilty.
Yep.
So anytime you take it to a jury trial, I go well, if you're in the freedom community, liberty community, you can't trust those morons.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Right? And then we have the case.
No one can.
And then, yes, but especially us.
Yeah.
And then you have the case of the Liberty Dollar, right, yeah, with Bernard von Nothaus several years ago, or 15 years ago or something at this point.
Yep.
Right, who got charged with, counterfeiting.
Right.
Right? And he was like, jury's smart enough to notice that a 1 ounce piece of silver doesn't look anything like a U.S. quarter, right? Not even a half dollar or a silver dollar. They said, you minted this so it looks like a quarter.
Right.
Right. And jury had, it looks right to me.
So, I remember when I was going to trial for something, it was you know, my attorney asked me, you know, we have to decide, are we going to do bench trial or jury trial? Mm. And I'm like, I don't know. I think jury trial to me, like, sound. And he was like, you know what? Actually, no. Usually juries find people guilty, and it is so much easier to convince, essentially, like, convince one person you're innocent versus convincing how, you know, that everybody right. on the jury you're innocent. Like, it's easy. It's almost easier to deal with the judge than to deal with the people, because every single person on that jury, they have to come to a complete consensus.
Well, Mark Edge was in my ear the whole time that we were going to the trial every day, and he would say things like, a short jury, that is one who makes a decision quickly, is usually in favor of the defendant. That is, if they make their choice quickly, that it's generally in favor of the defendant. And
that's
so,
why I was nervous during the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, because they took forever in deliberations.
Yeah, yeah.
But got it right. But got it right.
But apparently that doesn't apply here when you're up against right. Christmas. And also, well, I didn't like the judge repeatedly telling the jury that, you know, we'll try and get you out of here before the holidays. We'll try and wrap this up before the holidays. We'll try and wrap this up before Christmas. Repeatedly. Every yeah. day he would say that to the jury. And so, like, to me, that's like, that's not what you tell the jury. You tell, you take as long as you need to. If it needs
yeah.
to go beyond the holidays, that's fine. We will facilitate. That's what you say to the jury. You don't say, hey, let's try and make a quick decision so we can get the F out of here.
Well, right. and also, if we're so worried about Christmas, then why was the trial booked right before Christmas?
I think it was done intentionally.
Yes. Absolutely. So
and also,
just,
I don't
the
like.
The whole thing is strange.
I don't like that the same judge is about to sentence Arya in January.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
After having seen this jury trial.
I don't like any of this. This whole thing is complete nonsense. No, this trial shouldn't, these charges, none of this should have even happened.
Agreed.
So I will comment on your statement earlier about the bench trial.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a lot of cases, the bench trial is better if you have a solid defense with regards to what the law says, right? Because the judge has more understanding of how the law works. We're like, oh, if you have the crime and you have to prove like all elements of the crime and you don't prove this one, right, the judge is more likely to go like, nope, the law is the law, is the yeah. law is the law. The jury trial more so maybe in cases like this, right, where there's, you know, clearly no crime, but there are, yeah, I can see the clock behind you.
I just want to give Joe a chance to say
oh, okay.
that he's still in line.
Yeah, but there for a court case like this, and the judge had no experience with Bitcoin, so how could he be an expert?
Well, yeah. most people don't.
Well, but they kept all the Bitcoin knowledge off the jury anyway. Like, they didn't let anybody else who had it.
Yeah, well, and the judge just took it upon himself to declare Bitcoin can be funds. Right?
Okay.
So there's no law that says Bitcoin is
yeah.
funds. He just took it upon himself. So normally, legislators write laws, not judges.
Yeah.
So he's legislating from the bench, which
also
is illegal.
Also a good thing for the defense, because that's appealable.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News update. At least 35 people are dead as a result of a severe winter storm that swept the U.S. over the past week. The fatalities were recorded in a dozen states, including New York, where the storm-related death toll has climbed to 12.
Some were found in cars and some were found actually on the street. there are people who've been stuck in cars for more than 2 days.
Buffalo Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars. Weather officials say life-threatening cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills created a hazard for Christmas Day travelers. FlightAware reporting more than 5,900 domestic flights have been delayed today, along with over 2,200 cancellations. Blizzard, rain, and the frigid cold also knocked out power in some places. More than 140,000 customers across the country remain without electricity late this afternoon. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live on the air, 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you want to call and get your voice heard, the telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
All right, let's circle back to Pope Frankie. Saying the world is suffering from a famine of peace.
Yeah.
He called for an end to the senseless war in Ukraine. While the war in Ukraine occupied much of his 10-minute speech, he also spoke of a grave famine of peace, also in other regions and other theaters of this Third World War. And we were like,
Third World War?
Does the Pope decide when we're at war? I don't know what they're called. Is he the
name? Are you talking about third world countries? Because that's what my brain just told me when you read that.
Oh, I didn't think about that either. Yeah, he could mean something different than instead of WWIII, he could mean that the world is at war with third world countries.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, which one is he calling a third world country then?
He just says other places.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's being vague and nondescript. He's vague booking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pope only decides war when he sends out the crusaders.
He did single out conflicts and humanitarian crises in the Middle East, Myanmar, Haiti, and the Sahel region of Africa. The pontiff also prayed for reconciliation in Iran, where mass anti-government protests have swept the country for more than 3 months. A lot of
mostly peaceful protests.
A lot of folks probably don't even know that that's going on because it's crickets on mainstream media. The protests there have been met by a crackdown with more than 500 people, including 69 children, killed, human rights groups say. Speaking from a balcony at the Basilica overlooking St. Pete Square, the 86-year-old Pope lamented the human cost of war. He's 86.
Looks older than that.
Really?
He urged...
Never mind. I'm dyslexic.
You're thinking about Joe Biden?
I'm thinking of 68.
Oh.
Anyways.
I was waiting for somebody to bring a 69 joke in here, but they didn't.
Okay. Well, I mean, there were 69 children. I left that one on the table.
I just wanted to make sure I left it open for y'all to make your dirty joke while we're talking about the Pope. You know, it's appropriate. He
69
urged,
children in the Pope's house? What?
I prefer the 77.
Okay.
Because you get eight more.
Eight more. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
He urged not to forget those who go hungry while huge amounts of food daily go to waste and resources are being spent on weapons. The war in Ukraine has further aggravated the situation, putting entire peoples at risk of famine, especially in Afghanistan and in the countries in the Horn of Africa, he said. We know that every war causes hunger and exploits food as a weapon, hindering its distribution to people who are already suffering. The Pope said those who hold political responsibilities should lead the way to make food solely an instrument of peace. His message was followed by the customary to the city and to the world blessing, recited in Latin and traditionally in many other languages as well. So that's the poop on the Pope.
Well, alrighty. I mean, he's not wrong.
No.
Right? Do we need more peace? Yes. But is there a proscription on how to achieve it?
Yeah, he didn't really give too much more information on that. I just really like this article because I hate saying no one generalizing, but mainstream media is not talking like this. You know, everyone's like, we need to go to war. You know, we need to help Ukraine. We need to give them all these weapons and all this money because Russia's evil and Russia's doing bad things and war, 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 war.
Right.
But they don't see it as perpetuating this war. Yeah. They see it as helping people. Yeah. But it's not helping people. It's making everything worse. It's making more people die. You know, the more funds and weapons we give to this war, the worse it gets. And it's just, I don't understand how people don't understand that. You know, we see Ukraine flags everywhere, which is fine. You can support Ukraine, but people are also supporting the war.
Yes.
Let me take a mini shot at it because my new boss is pro-Ukraine.
Okay.
And I don't know if he listens to the show, so hopefully I'll be at work on Tuesday.
Okay.
But his claim was, you know, when the spending bill came down, he was like, well, money well spent. Like,
wow. Right?
Like, nope.
Why and how? He goes, well, you know, if we don't help Ukraine fight off the Russians, right, then we have to worry about the Russians coming here.
But that's not really how this works, though, because they can still come here and attack us if they wanted to.
Possibly, but, you know, I was I don't know about you, but never in my life have I really, really worried about a Russian land invasion.
Well, and also
right. Like, what are we really foregoing here?
It's like, let's just sacrifice Ukraine then. Like, well, thank God Russia's busy attacking Ukraine, so they leave us alone. That's kind of what that feels like to me.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Red Dawn, and I still was like, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay, and so what? If Russia attacks Ukraine fights them off?
It's just none of our business, honestly.
Right. And so he brings up, like, the Nazis. Right, like, well, World War II, you would have been okay if, like, the U.S. didn't go in and help them defeat the Nazis.
Right.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I totally would, yeah.
Because I don't think that the Nazis would have invaded the United States, right? They wanted Europe.
Right, yeah.
You know? He's like, well, by the time they took all of Europe, they would have been too big of a threat to the United States.
I mean, maybe, yeah, like...
Maybe, right, yeah, like...
Maybe.
Like, nobody actually knows this for a fact, because it's speculation.
Right, well, we don't want to get that far. We want to stop it before we have to think about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, and let's go back to the non-aggression principle. You know, only aggress if you're being aggressive, like self-defense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to attack you because I think that you might attack me in the future. Or, and I mean, I guess you can use the example like, okay, so if somebody was attacking Captain, yeah, I'd probably come in and help him. You know, I wouldn't just let him, you know, get attacked.
Nikki's got my back.
But I got your back. But so,
but would you take my money to get the captain's back?
No.
No. See?
That's not, yeah.
So you do what you want voluntarily, but you can't put the bill on me afterwards.
Right.
Hey, I helped the captain. Here's your bill, Rich.
Well, and sacrificing other people like so we can build on that. So
unless, of course, I subscribe to your security service and she's an employee.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
that's different. But also, I mean, the draft, I mean, we're sacrificing all of these young men who willingly or unwillingly are going to war now. They have nothing to do with this.
More meat
for
the
grinder.
So
it's like, yeah, I don't think that what the Nazis are doing or whatever, what Russia's doing is okay.
Yeah.
But why should we sacrifice other human lives who don't, they don't really have anything to do with it? You know, we're sacrificing people for something that is none of our business.
And you are correct about how there are very few people in the media talking about peace. There are very few people in the world talking about peace.
Doesn't sell.
So it says Megadeth, peace sells, but who's buying?
Nobody. Yeah. It's not selling. It's oversupply, under demand.
And that's the state of humanity today. And that sucks. It sucks big time.
Yeah.
Peace should be at the top of everybody's to-do list, in my opinion. It should be the way that humanity gets along with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peaceful, cooperative, voluntary means. Keep your word. Satisfy your contracts.
Be the warrior in the garden, right?
Yeah.
Prepare yourself for some eventuality or inevitability that someone may decide to aggress upon you.
Yeah.
And you may need to have the skills of war to defend against that encroachment.
Yeah. Indeed. So we talked about the Pope. There's something else that mentioned the Pope here. This is from dailymail.co.uk.
The Holy Trinity.
A priest close to the Pope is accused of something. We'll talk about what he's accused of coming up on Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. It's the live Sunday night edition. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Get a nod of acknowledgement. Mickey gives the nod of acknowledgement.
A knowing nod of acknowledgement. Only for our viewers, our video viewers.
Watch.freetalklive.com. Speaking of which, I don't know that I ever actually
started the stream.
No, that started by itself, but I like to make sure that everybody's in the frame as the cameras roll by. We don't have the thing that points the camera at whoever's talking. It's just on this like constant scroll through the cameras that are here. So
awkward.
I wanted to just make sure everybody's in the frame who needs to be. I usually do that much earlier in the broadcast, if not before. And something's funky now.
So we'll really look good for hour three.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so when we last left our heroes, that's us, by the way, we're our heroes.
Okay.
Cool.
We had teased the listening audience about this other article.
The Holy Trinity.
Thank you. I didn't want to say it again.
Someone had to.
You are that someone. A priest close to the Pope is accused of inviting two nuns to take part in a Holy Trinity threesome.
Woohoo!
There you go. That's what we're calling it now.
This would be the Sexy Sunday part of tonight's podcast.
I feel like I went to that Halloween party.
There's a local band. I'm trying to remember what they're called. But they had a song. This is in the Seattle area. They had a song called Two Nuns in a Fight with Chainsaws.
Oh,
and I was like, that's a great song. Just the title of it alone. Never mind the song itself, but it was a graphic depiction of what would happen with two nuns if they were fighting with chainsaws. And, yeah, that was fun. Anyway.
Dude comes home from church. He's like, honey, we have to try this thing the church calls the Holy Trinity. It's approved by the Pope, I promise.
We are not sexual experts. These are not recommendations. Or are they?
Two nuns and a priest walk into a bedroom.
Two nuns and a priest walk in. Nice. So let's see the bullet points here. Marco Ivan Rupnik, 68, is accused by former nun of using his psycho-spiritual control over her to have sex, including threesomes, and watch porn films.
You know what this is? She got caught, and now she has to be like, he put a spell on me.
68-year-old wizard.
He's just 1 year off. Rupnik was a spiritual director of a convent in Slovenia at the time of allegations. The former nun, now 58, said Rupnik exploited her and used her relationship with God to make her have sex with him.
Well, that's unfortunate if that's true.
How does one use their spirituality to make somebody have sex with them?
I don't know.
Like, it was a hierarchical relationship.
Religious people believe crazy stuff.
Of course
man.
They do, but like if there was no force involved, he didn't make her do anything. She made a decision.
Yeah, have you ever seen those videos of the mega churches where they're like whipping people, like they, throw a powerball and all the people fall down like bowling pins.
The spirit
people
compels
really,
you.
No,
the
that's
spirit compels you.
People really get into that stuff and they're like hypnotized by it.
Yeah.
So I could totally believe that, it's like, I don't know.
I'm
glad we have a female voice on the show.
I don't know.
I would not have accepted that excuse otherwise.
I don't know if hypnosis has occurred in this particular case. I think you were spot on to say that this is regret. This is busted, and now you got to say something to sort of save face.
I've seen this happen before in normal circumstances, because obviously she's a nun, so she's not supposed to be having sex.
She's not getting none.
But she's not supposed to get none.
Ain't getting none.
Apparently she is. But I've seen this where women will have sex with a guy, regret it, either because they were maybe intoxicated or whatever.
Buyer's remorse.
And then they're like, oh, well, he raped me, and I've seen that happen a few times, and it's very concerning for anyone who has, actually been raped or falsely accused of rape,
right?
Because that's a big deal. That is a big accusation to make.
Yeah.
Just own up to it, whatever, it's not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal for someone to be convicted of rape and have that sort of, have that, to either become a sex offender or to even have that reputation following them.
Yep.
I mean, that's a horrible thing to do.
And then also there's people who do that where they've, there's a young lady who has accused a man of rape and they figure out that, nope, no rape occurred. And then she is not prosecuted for lying and bringing, the aiming the guns of the state at this guy.
Trying to ruin his
life. That should be,
that should be punishable.
Here's more advice for the guys. Right. Put a little more care into it.
Yeah.
Get a little better at it. And maybe she won't regret it when you're done.
Or, I think...
Sage advice right here. Sage advice.
We did a...
Get some technique.
Yes.
We had an article on the show. It was a long time ago, maybe over a year ago.
Do
but
the
it was
alphabet
about,
thing.
You can also carry a consent card. I've seen these.
Yes.
People carry consent cards, and they're like, hey,
Or like a document, sign here, totally ruins the mood.
Because the sex contract was a parody on Chappelle's show. It wasn't ever supposed to be a real thing.
We did an article on it, on the show, where it was progressives were like, this is the future the liberals want. They want you to have to sign a sex contract or else everyone's going to rape you, and there's no consent, and blah, blah, blah.
No, but it was a parody on Chappelle's show like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Art imitates life, imitates art, imitates life.
No.
So anyway, a Slovenian priest who is said to be close to the Pope. How close to the Pope is he? Has been accused of inviting two nuns to take part in a Holy Trinity threesome. Marco Ivan Rupnik, 68, was accused by a former nun of using his psycho-spiritual control over her some three decades ago.
And it's just coming up now.
To have sex, including group sex, and watch pornographic films. At the time of the allegations, Rupnik...
It was the 90s. It was weird back then.
At the time of the allegations...
About that. 30 years ago? The 90s.
Wow. Yeah. I'm old. Rupnik, who is known in the church for his artwork, was a spiritual director of the convent in Slovenia, where the former nun, now 58, has described how her complaints against the priest were ignored. Rupnik is now at the center, at the sentry, they spell it, the English way, C-E-N-T-R-E, of the scandal that has engulfed the Jesuits, a Catholic order of priests and brothers, of which Pope Francis is a member. The former nun told the Italian investigative newspaper Domani on Sunday in an explosive testimony, "Father Marco started slowly and sweetly getting inside my psychological and spiritual world, exploiting my uncertainties and fragility, and using my relationship with God to push me into sexual experiences with him."
Isn't that how it always works?
Yes.
I mean, right? I've never tried that particular technique, so no idea.
I mean, he started off, right?
In less words.
You know, sweetly, tenderly, lovingly. Rest assured.
I have a Tenacious D song running through my head that's inappropriate for the air.
Well, you've already dumped yourself once, Captain. Make it twice.
Yeah, I try to. I've got like a strict one dump limit for myself. If I can't maintain, you know, that sort of an average at least, then I don't know that I deserve to be on the air.
Keep your composure.
Did you call me a poser?
No.
All right, just checking. The nun claimed Rupnik had groomed her. He brushed her hair? Did he shave her pits? What did he do?
Woke terminology.
Yes, this is what happens. She's learning all this stuff from the woke left. Next thing you know, she's been groomed.
They're talking about it now. She goes, "Hey, that's what he did."
Yeah.
The nun claimed Rupnik had groomed her, had sex with her, and bullied her into silence during her time in the Slovenian convent between 1987 and 1994. She claimed Rupnik had asked her and another nun to have sex with him, saying that they would replicate the three-way relationship between God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. She said she believed Rupnik had abused as many as 20 women. She detailed years of sexual abuse and spiritual manipulation by Rupnik, who said she made repeated efforts to turn him in, only to face Jesuit and other superiors who routinely protected Rupnik at her expense.
I'm sure this happens all the time, and that's the response that they get.
Well, yeah, they just move them to another diocese.
What's really odd about this story is that we're talking about apparently just regular sex, men and women. You know, we're not talking about the priests fondling boys or, you know, that type of a thing.
Not even the deviant satanic stuff.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, okay, a little cosplay with the Holy Trinity thing, I guess, but outside of that, it's weird. I mean, yeah.
Did you bring your rosary beads?
Apparently Catholics are perverts. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.